It's time once again for Trump Said It.
If you were president, would you declassify, you can answer yes or no to these.
Yeah.
Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you,
I did a lot of it.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would. I think that less so because, you know, you don't know. It, you don't want to affect people's lives if it's phony stuff in there because it's a lot of phony stuff with that whole world. But I think I would, or at least.
Do you think that would restore trust? Help restore trust?
Yeah, I don't know about Epstein so much as I do the others.
Documents. Says he doesn't believe you're implicated in these files, but many of your friends and donors may be, and he says that's why the Justice Department is redacting them and slow walking their release. Is the Justice Department protecting any friends or donors, sir?
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax because they're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president. Even if you look at D.C. right now, D.C., it's a totally safe zone. It's called a safe zone. That's a term. It's a term of art. It's a safe zone because it's very safe. You can walk down the street now and nothing's going to happen. No crime, no murders, no nothing. Because we had a lot of problems with certain places, and we still do. All run by Democrats, or for the most part run by Democrats. So what they're trying to do with the Epstein hoax is get people to talk about that instead of speaking about the tremendous success like ending seven wars.
Sir,
ended seven wars. Nobody's going to talk about because they're going to talk about the Epstein, whatever.
Sir,
I understand that we were subpoenaed to give files, and I understand we've given thousands of pages of files. And I know that no matter what you do, it's going to keep going. And I think it's I think it's enough because I think we should talk about the greatness of our country and the success that we're having. I think we're probably having, according to what I read, even from two people in this room, we're having the most successful 8 months of any president ever. And that's what I want to talk about. That's what we should be talking about, not the Epstein hoax.
Virginia Giuffre released a statement overnight in response to some of the comments that you made this week. You said that Jeffrey Epstein stole people from Mar-a-Lago. At the time, did you know why he was taking those young women, including Virginia?
No, I didn't know. I mean, I would figure it was ABC fake news that would ask that question, one of the worst. But no, I don't know really why. But I said if he's taking anybody from Mar-a-Lago, he's hiring or whatever he's doing. I didn't like it. And we threw him out. We said we don't want him, you know, at the place. This is a story that's been known for many years, as you know. But it's I didn't like it that he was doing that.
Mr. President, we didn't completely rule out a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell when you landed. Is that something you would ever consider? Why?
Pardon for who?
For Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, I'm allowed to give her a pardon, but nobody's approached me with it. Nobody's asked me about it. It's in the news about that aspect of it. But right now, it would be inappropriate to talk about it. So.